Hey, Hunter. Sorry, I was on the phone.
No worries. The position get filled?
It did not. I had a guy ask me to call him back in an hour.
Well, let's make it. Let's do it.
Hey, did you call Home Advisor?
No, I called my brother-in-law, because he's a contractor. He's been doing it a lot longer, and he used Home Advisor. He said that bad things about it, but I was under the impression Angie Lee and Home Advisor were different.
Yeah, no, they're the same. It used to be Angie's List, but they were going bankrupt, and then Home Advisor bought them.
Yeah, so I'm going to call Home Advisor and cancel them. I figured, is it you think that I should have no problem getting my money back for that?
Yeah, I mean, you're in your... Honestly, there's two routes you could go. Like, one, you tell them, hey, I looked you guys up. I changed my mind. I would like a refund and to cancel. And, you know, they should cooperate with that. If they try not to cooperate with that, you could also let them know that you're going to go to your bank and just charge it back that way. And usually they don't want to charge back. So nobody does. It just looks bad, especially with all the stuff that they're already going through. So, I mean, they should cooperate with that. I would say there's about 95% chance that they'll just cooperate with that. But if not, then you could literally just go to your bank and, you know, just tell your bank, stop all transactions from this company. This wasn't me. I didn't make this decision. It was a mistake, or however you want to word it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, 100%. You know, whether it be one way or the other, but they should be able to just reverse it on their end. You'll get your money back a lot faster.
Okay. Well, how did you even find out me, like, now? Or what was it that drew you to my company?
Well, you were on our qualified candidates list for the placement. You know, that's what led to us first reaching out to you this morning. They told us about this spot this morning, and so our goal was to fill it, you know, as soon as possible. But as I was going...
You're qualified.
Well, that comes from Google. So, I mean, it could be, like, length of time in business, any reviews that they find, any background screenings that you might have done from another company. I mean, you got to think, like, Google's a search engine. So everything, HomeAdvisor, Angie, Yelp, Yellow Pages, you request a domain, all that stuff is done on the search engine. So they have access to that information. So if they're looking for a contractor in that area, I mean, you got to fit the geographic area and the industry, and then, you know, they have my reps like Tara that you talked to this morning, like pre-screen you guys. But as I was going through the leads, I ran into, you know, you, and then I seen that you were doing that Home Advisor by Angie stuff, and that's kind of where I was like, well, let me call this guy back, because I don't think they just explained it to you properly, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm going to create your account. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so 805-470-9608?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your last name, Hunter?
Semper.
Just like the business name?
Yep.
Okay. And is Semper Steel Construction, like, incorporated or an LLC at all?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm still working on getting my contractor license.
Okay. There's a form that you got to fill out. It's called a Google verification form. I'm going to send it to you actually right now. Fill it out as much as you can, and update me as soon as possible when you get the license. Okay?
Okay.
I already sent you my number, so let me just get the Google verification form. Oh, it's asking for email.
Forward, though, right?
Yes. It tells you right at the bottom of this Google verification form that fill it out as much as you can. If there's anything missing that Google needs, we could just three-way call and verify over the phone. I've had guys who are, like, in the process, or usually Google just wants you to say that you intend to get the license, and then they're okay with it. They'll go ahead and let us post you.
Yeah, I have a license in California.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more difficult to get in California than it is going to be in North Carolina, you know? We're from California. We're in Orange County. We're in Fountain Valley.
Okay.
So, what part of California are you from?
I figured it was the 805. Paso Robles.
Oh, yeah, Paso Robles. Yeah, I know exactly where that's at. I grew up out here. I'm from Huntington Beach originally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just moved to North Carolina, so.
How you like it?
I love it.
Yeah? Is it better for the family?
Yeah.
Got more space out there? Yeah.
More space. More affordable.
Different people, I'm sure. California's got so many, like, different types of random people with different ideals and stuff. You know, I've thought about moving out of California a lot of times. It's just my work, and I've been doing this for 12 years already, you know, and then I'd have to sell my house. So it's just like, yeah, but I would be making way more money, probably have a way bigger house, be a lot happier. I got two little boys too, so it's, you know, I think about that all the time. They share. Yeah, I was hearing them. I was going to say they share a room right now, both my boys. And I'm like, I know at some point they're going to be at each other's throat because I had an older brother. I had to share a room with him, and we used to get nasty with each other after a while. All right. And then I have your – oh, what's your business email address? It's not letting me send the form without an email in there.
TemperSteelConstruction@gmail.com.
steelconstruction@gmail.com. All right, let me update, and then I'll send it to you now. I want you to get a good look at this so you understand what it's asking you for. Send. Okay, email was sent successfully. It's going to email, and then it's also going to text to you, so it'll come through. Same spot I was texting you earlier, the 877-635-6225. All right, and then business street address for Google PIN verification. Okay, so they're going to want to send a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
3915 Bingham Circle, Bingham Circle.
Okay. Oh, I found it. 27012?
Yep.
Is there an apartment number or anything attached to this?
Apartment number 204.
Okay. Apartment 204. Okay, and then since it's an apartment, I can hide the street address.
Okay.
You want me to do that? That way you don't have to worry about anybody showing up to your house. I mean, you're going to them. They're not coming to you anyway.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then I know you do steel engineering primarily, but what's your bread and butter? Like, what's an ideal customer for you?
Metal roof.
Metal roofing.
Decking,
okay.
Remodeling. I just started getting into hurricane roofs.
Hurricane Bruce. Okay, and for the remodeling, is it like bathroom and kitchen remodel or built-in additions?
Bathroom.
What kind of remodeling? Bathroom? Okay.
I do flooring too, decks.
I got the decks on there. Metal roofs, decks, bathroom remodel, hurricane-proof roofs. Flooring. Okay. So that's 5. That'll give us a good head start. There's 15 keywords that we'll list you for at a time. But we pull the Google Analytics and we'll have some recommendations ready for you during your client interview. And then you have final say on everything you're listed for. So that'll just give us kind of a head start on it. And then we're going to purchase, or did you have a domain name? I know you said you worked on that site, but you didn't really quite elaborate if you own the site or if you knew if you own that site.
No, I would just rather go through you guys.
Okay. So we have to do the 249 package.
Yeah, I don't really know what I was doing, to be honest. So I feel like I was probably wasting my time because it didn't say anything about a domain or anything like that. So.
Yeah, I hate those because, honestly, if you don't know, all of a sudden you get all into it and you build it up and you get attached to it because you spend so much time and effort on it. And at the end, they throw, like, a crazy price at you before you can publish it. And then it's just like, oh, like you feel like you have to do it because you already put a bunch of time into it. Like, they don't really disclose the price sometimes up front. So it's kind of one of those sticky things. But I offered you the platinum bundle for $249, so the website's included. Do you have a logo or like a series of photos, like before and after shots of some work that you've done before? Like even if it was out in California?
Yeah, I've got tons of pictures.
Okay.
And I have a logo.
That'll help us for the Facebook ads too. Here, I'm gonna send you this email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com, and then over the weekend, bombard it. Send as many as you can, and the logo.
Okay.
Okay. Did you get that Google verification form too? In the text, there's like a link. It'll say Hunter to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed further. There's like a link in there. Okay. You'll see a section asking for licensing if it's required by the state of North Carolina for the services you provide. If you don't have it, I'll already let them know on the back end, like it's a work in progress. Just fill out everything else as much as you can, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. And then for the client interview.
That's why I didn't do the kitchen.
That's why you didn't do the
Sorry,
what?
I didn't mean to interrupt. That's why
no, you're okay.
Kitchen remodeling was because you need your license for it.
Well, here, I'll still put it on there, though. I mean, this is also for future note, too. Kitchen remodeling.
Yeah, I do basically everything.
Once license is finalized. Should be a lot easier. California has a lot more, like, restrictions on contractors than North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put kitchen remodeling once license is finalized, so that way they know. All right, and then for the client interview. So client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. I do have some slots available here. I have one in like 30 minutes. I could have a rep circle back with you, and then I have another one in an hour and a half. So we could do like 5 to 6 or 6 to 7 Eastern Standard.
Let's do 6 to 7.
6 to 7, okay. That's good, too, because that'll give them time to pull the analytics for your keywords. Yeah, I really want to get it done going into the weekend, too, because if we can get your domain name purchased, I could still have the graphic designer work on your site over the weekend. I mean, we'll still need photos and stuff, but at least when you send him in, he could still work on it right away instead of having to wait until after the client interview on Monday.
Yeah, I've got whole portfolio of pictures.
Love it. Okay. That helps a lot. I mean, they give us, like, some generic photos that don't, like, break any copyright laws, like Google does, but I don't like them, you know? I hate when I have to, like, start a website and use those, or, like, start a Facebook business profile and use, like, the generic photos. They just look like, you could tell they're generic.
Yeah.
All right. Save. All right, and I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the client interview, and then they're going to text you. It's like an automated text that will come through 1 hour before. I know you got the kids there in the background, but if anything, like, pops up or changes where you can't make it, just let me know, and then I could always reschedule it for Monday. But like I said, I'd much rather get it knocked out, and that way we can have something to show you by Monday or Tuesday for the website. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Boom. Boom. Save.
I should be home in like 20 minutes.
Okay, that's perfect. All right, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
A MasterCard.
Okay, and it's under your name, or does it have the business name on it as well?
It's under my name.
Okay, and is your billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending that Google PIN verification letter to?
No.
No? It's California still?
It's North Carolina. It's just
different one.
Where
okay.
My wife lives. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, if you could read it off to me, it has to match up.
Which one?
The billing address.
Card number?
No, the billing 44, address.
44.
Yeah. 44.
44, 33. 33. Perry Wood, one word.
Perry Wood.
Road.
Okay.
East Bend. North Carolina.
Okay. Let me pull this up. Make sure there's no typos. How old is your kid?
My daughter is 2, my son's 4, and then I have another daughter that's 13.
Oh, okay. They're actually really close. Well, 13 is a big age gap. I was going to say, the other two are really close.
Yeah, I had one when I was 15.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was going to say, you sound young. Yeah, that's crazy. 15. That must have been like the first time anything came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's cool though. I love my kids. I have two boys. They're 5 and 3. Well, the youngest one will be 3 on April 28th. So like a little under a month now.
Yeah.
You said you have a son that's 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, the son's kind of hard though, right? The daughters are like smart, and then the son's kind of like a knucklehead.
No.
Or is it just me? Oh, no?
My son's
okay,
a sweetheart, yeah.
Oh, okay. My boys are just knuckleheads, man. They throw stuff, and they're always just like throwing tantrums. I think it's just their mom doesn't discipline them when I'm working, so I get home, and they just kind of ran all over her. All right, and so I figured this out. I don't mind. I'll get them on the butt, you know? My dad used to do that with me, so I think it's kind of necessary, but she doesn't believe in that, so whatever that means. I was having an issue with your address. That's kind of why I was just kind of shooting the stuff with you. It was saying Fairywood. It was Cherry, like the fruit, right? Cherrywood,
yep.
Road, East Bend. Got it. Okay. 27018.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready for you, Hunter.
Car number?
Yes, sir.
5285 5285 46. Yep. 00 00 03 32 03 32 4937.
4937. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0128.
1 of 28. And then 3-digit code on the back.
972.
972. Okay. Let me go ahead and update. All right. And then before I can process any kind of payment, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording because I have you on like a special pricing structure with the website and everything included. So this is going to outline that service agreement. And then I'm also going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. That way you have it documented. Now, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, I could always rephrase it for you if you need. Okay, where is that form? Okay, here we go. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Semper Steel Construction.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Hunter Stemper, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that we provided or that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have. We don't actually say that you have to cancel Home Advisor to use our services, but obviously you want to keep your overhead low. But more so, they put this in there so that we can make sure that you know we don't want to duplicate any listings, okay? So anything online. We don't want to have 2 Facebook pages, 2 Google business profiles. So if you're considering signing up with another service, just double-check with us to make sure that you're not, like, duplicating anything or even paying for something that we're already doing for you, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Okay. You shouldn't need anything else after this, honestly. If you look at the Platinum package, I tried to give you everything I could, so that way it's all under one roof. It just makes my life easier if there's something we need to, do, like, fix on your site or something like that. We could just go in there and fix it or run it by you and fix it instead of like trying to relay the information to you and then you trying to relay it to your website guy or go and do it yourself at night when you're trying to focus on jobs and your kids and everything else. So, okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, just because we're starting everything from scratch. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 29th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've locked in this pricing structure, so when the term is completed, the agreement's set up to renew each month on the 29th day, but you'll keep the pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. It does state if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to send that all to you in writing, too, right now. So give me just a second. I'm going to process the first month's payment. When it clears, you'll get the outline of the agreement, and then it'll ask you to sign off on the bottom of it. And then it's going to automatically send you that Google verification form again. So you'll have two of those.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Payment cleared on my end. It says allow 60 seconds to receive the text messages. And then we should be good to go until the client interview. I just got to make sure you have everything. All right. Position's officially yours. I took it off the board.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what it's all about right there. Once you get that spot, I mean, I've had guys that I've worked with for, you know, 9-10 years. You don't have to ever relinquish it, you know? The hard part is getting it. Sometimes guys like call in and we don't have a spot available for them for, you know, 6 months. I've had some guys waiting like a year, so I feel like that's the best part about it. The home advisor stuff, if you ever really wanted to go back to that, you could, but trust me, we'll do everything in our power to make sure that you don't want to do that. That's the good thing about our service is it's month to month, so it's like we don't get paid unless you get paid. If you're not making money, we're not going to make money.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out there for a second, but I can hear you now.
Sounds good. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you. You know, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you know, do not hesitate to call in. You know, I'll be here to walk you through it. We also have 24/7 customer service, too. So, you know, if it's after hours or if it's on the weekend and I'm not here, you just hit extension 1, and there's always a live operator available to help you with the account.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you enjoy those kids for the next couple hours, and then we'll circle back with you at 5 for the six for the client interview.
Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Bye.